Good afternoon.
What is your reaction to today's news?
I immediately had a good cry after hearing that the injunction was granted. I think a part of me isn't surprised, but at the same time, knowing that it was, it's heartbreaking.
Why were you not surprised?
I feel like I don't know if, you know, relying on courts to not rule in favor of, especially Crown corporations, but I think we had prepared for this, but still holding out hope at the same time.
Tell me a little bit about what has been happening at the site and how often you've been there.
Yeah, you know, we've been there for, I think it's been 62 days now. I've been there weekly, usually for 3 days out of the week. I am a single mom, so I try to balance my time with my son as well. And I was out there, I came back Friday evening, and, you know, we still go through our routine schedule in terms of holding buyer and keeping space and or hosting visitors when they come as well.
Why has it been important for you to be there?
It's been important for me to be there because this is my home, you know, and I have a little boy, and I see all of the development that's happening in this area, and for the Peace River Valley being, you know, prime agricultural land and a place that me and my family go to often, you know, I feel like that's important, and always having a voice, you know, I think even in terms when people were saying, well, Site C is a done deal. I moved home for this. Like I was going to school and then I was working in Kelowna. And when the approval was given in 2014, it was time to come home because I know that this is where I want to live my life and raise my son long term.
So how many of you have been out there for the last 62 days? How many of you at any one time?
Oh, well, it's hard with, well, sleeping arrangements, right? Being in the north and at the beginning, it being really cold winters. I think, like, max 9, we usually do shifts. So people come in and then other people, or, like, relieve the other people. And in terms of how many numbers we've had over the long term, I'm unsure of that. I know that we've had a really large amount of not only First Nations people, but ranchers and farmers and teachers, like just it's been amazing in terms of the range of people.
Have you been able to disrupt the work BC Hydro has been trying to do by being there?
What we have been doing, you know, because where the Rocky Mountain Fort Camp is situated, it's about a 20-minute walk from where they had started work just before we had gotten there. And we hold fire up there, and we would inform them that this is Treaty 8 territory and that we are actively utilizing our treaty rights and practicing our culture. And so that fire was significant because we were protecting the rights of the people to be there so that the work didn't encroach on the camp. And so they haven't worked since. I think the last day that they ran machinery was January 4th.
In that particular area, you mean?
Yeah.
What kind of work have you seen being completed around that area?
Just from the bridge, because, you know, we walk throughout and we gather water from the river, so we can see upriver where they're completing the bridge across the Peace River that they work at daily, and then continue to clear the lumber that they have harvested. I don't like using the word harvested because it's not necessarily harvesting that's going on, but clearing the lumber from the east side of the Moberly River.
What kinds of exchanges have you had with hydro workers? I mean, has it been tense, or has it been mostly, I don't know, polite?
At the beginning, it was tense because I think, you know, it's weird being in those situations, never thinking that you were ever going to have to be in those situations. and there would be like four or five men, and at that time there was only a few of us, so then it would be me like in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by men. So I think there was that intimidation piece at the beginning, and then after the first week they had hired security specifically to approach us. So Hydro employees themselves stopped coming out. And those dealings, like, we've worked really hard in terms of maintaining respectful relationships and enforcing that we are a peaceful camp and we're all peaceful people. Like, most of us, like, have never broken laws in our life, and it's kind of been bizarre for us to be in this space.
What do you do now? I understand the order says you have to be out by midnight tonight.
Yeah, that's what it says. I think that's up to the individual members. I know that tomorrow morning there will still be campers out at the camp.
Are you prepared to be arrested?
This has been really hard for me because, you know, as a mom, I've been trying to maintain my job, and you know, I've been booked in a community for 2 months to do these workshops, and so I can't be there because I'm making so much time off, and it's just, you know, my heart really goes out to the campers that are there right now, and it's just really tough.
You've had to miss a lot of work, you say, to be there?
Yeah, and you know, I've kind of hit that max because I thought the ruling was going to come out last week, so I made sure that I was there, and then knowing that it came out Monday, and I was prepared to go by boat today to be out there with the campers, and then with the enforcement order being at midnight, I'm just unable to be there. But definitely connecting with camp via phone tonight.
Do you think BC Hydro understands or gets how emotional this is for you and the people who have been out there?
I don't think so. I don't think when you don't connect with land and you're not, I guess, intimate with it, then how can you care for that space and how can you know what value it holds for the people? And this whole process has been so emotional, and you know, I said the other day, you don't know until you repeatedly hold people weeping in your arms. And you know, that's where the strength to stand comes from, because you see all these people hurting and you know that this can't be right. Like, and it isn't right. And it's a hard process.
Well, we appreciate you talking to us this afternoon, and I guess we'll check back in to see what happens next.
All right. Thank you.